Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
We should have some tequila with our wine.
We should. I like Mexicaned it up this weekend.
What did you do?
Well, I went to Lime downtown on Friday.
I love Lime. We used to have a Lime in Greenwood Village, and they took it away.
I heard they just opened another one.
Where?
I'm going to have to look now. But they did just open another one, because the person was telling us about it.
Is it close to here?
I don't know. The one I went to is in 16th Street Mall.
Right.
Which is also newer.
Yeah.
But I know the waiter was saying that they opened it somewhere, but I was just like half listening to them.
Nice.
Because I didn't really care at that point. But... So I had that.
Did you actually get lime with your beverages? Like,
so, no. So
there's a lime shortage.
So I was really, really annoyed because, so it's Cinco de Mayo weekend, and Lime was advertising all line Drinco de Mayo.
Uh-huh.
So we chose that, my friends and I, thinking, okay, they're going to have great drink specials.
New.
And we go there, and I'm like, so what are your specials tonight? She's like, we don't have any. Like, what do you mean you don't have any?
Yeah. They probably just wanted to get you in.
Well, they did. They succeeded. So I ended up with just a margarita. But
did you get a lime with your margarita?
Yeah, on the side of it.
Because there's a huge lime shortage. Did you?
Everybody's been saying that, but like
it's
when I go
grocery,
because
of the Mexican drug cartel.
But when I go grocery shopping, I get limes.
Well, yeah, but the price has gone up. Have you noticed that? They used to be like,
I don't notice those things.
20 cents each. Now they're almost a dollar each.
I didn't notice. I don't notice that stuff when I go food shopping.
Wow. So I guess that's Mexico crazy. Is the biggest.
Lime producer? That makes
exporter
sense.
Exporter of limes. And because of the Mexican drug cartel, something's happening where, the price
That's
of
crazy.
A case has more than quadrupled recently.
Huh. They're still giving them out with drinks, though. Like,
well, and what I've seen and heard is, you know, you might start seeing lemons rather than limes.
That's crazy, yeah. Because then we went to Machete Saturday.
Yes.
I had margarita there, but I didn't do
I gotta lime. Say... Machete's rocks.
It really does. It's amazing. But I was really disappointed with them too. Like, what Spanish food place does not have sangria? Sangria is like a Spanish specialty.
I was with you and I did not even get the vibe that you were that annoyed.
Well, like I was, but I wasn't. And then when I was like, oh, I'll have a frozen margarita. She's like, we don't have frozen margaritas. I'm like, why don't you just bring me out tequila? Like, that's what I felt like saying at that point. I was so, but...
Wow.
Then yesterday at the game, we had Coronas with lime. Well, we had Miller Lights and Coronas with lime.
I was like, I saw the picture. It was a Miller Light.
We did start with that. And then I saw somebody walk down with the Corona and a lime. And I was like, oh, it's Cinco de Mayo weekend. We should probably switch to Corona.
I had a Corona yesterday. Steve's brother-in-law, I was dog sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'll come over and get the dog later. It was a beautiful evening yesterday.
It was.
So I'm like, nah, they live like... I don't, probably a quarter of a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll walk her over. And so I get there and we sat on the front porch, like back in the olden days, drinking a beer and chatting it up. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I did have a Corona. I forgot about that.
See, you got to celebrate.
I did. And then today at work, we had a big Cinco de Mayo fest.
Did you?
And the organizers of this event, I was like, so did you decorate? Like, got some sombreros.
Right.
I brought... We got a little trinket when we were at Machete's.
Yeah.
I brought that. I was like, you can add this. And they're like, no, we didn't get any. We didn't have room in the budget. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to even go there because I used to be on that committee. So
I know. And so
I know the real story.
Like, I knew you left and then another person's no longer on that committee. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, do you need more help? I can be on it. And they're like, no, we're good now. Okay, rejected. I offered to volunteer and I got rejected.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm probably not losing out on anything.
Probably not.
But, yeah, so happy Cinco de Mayo. If you have some limes, hoard them up.
Yeah, seriously.
Dang it. Drop your iPad on a concrete floor, too.
I'm going to go home and make guacamole. Guacamole does not fit into my diet right now.
I made queso today and I was very...
Guac is better than queso.
Yes, I was very proud of myself. I didn't... eat a lot of it. And then when I went to go get my dish at the end of the day at work, it was all gone.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. Like, it wasn't all gone at the end of the meal.
Hmm.
Someone else wanted some cheese.
There you
go. Go for it.
I went the healthy route. I ate plantain chips today.
Very good.
That was about as much as I could say.
Nice. I feel bad all of a sudden.
Well, I have to be in a bathing suit next Friday, so.
Oh, that's right. Yikes. Well, the boyfriend's coming home tonight for me, and he's been gone for 2 weeks. He'll be too tired to pay attention to me. I'm picking him up at 10 p.m. Who's not working out in the morning? That would be me. I already let my workout buddy know. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to be there. I won't be dead. I'll be at the office between 7 and 7:30, but I will not be on that treadmill.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. So this weekend, I posted on Facebook like it was going out of style. I looked back and I was like, whoa.
You were
people
all
are going to block me. Because I was like super positive and like... Like, I'd read something, and I'd copy it, and then I'd add my little quotes, or my comments, and I'm like, wow, people, I went from 0 to 60. Like, I was posting, like, once, maybe twice a day. This was like, bam. But I found a really good picture that I wanted to share, and it's about marriage, because, you know, I've been thinking about, I don't know why, probably because you're getting married.
And you're coming up on a big...
Not really. Not to anyone in this relationship is it a big deal. Anyone, okay. As in the other half. Last year I went all big and I made that photo album for him and I'm like, woo, happy anniversary. And he's like, what? We're just dating. I'm like, yep. Okay. And that photo album hasn't moved from where he put it and it's been a year. I'm like, done. No, it's just he's been married before. So a dating anniversary is like, whatever.
Yeah, but like when you're not married, that's all you've got.
He doesn't get that because he's been married. Like he doesn't get that. Like he also, you know, it's boy brain, very focused on what boys think about.
That's like being like, well, I have two kids already, so we're just going to stop celebrating the third kid's birthdays. Nothing new.
I like that. No. Like, I've decided
ridiculous.
To not fight it. And, you know, he's been married before, so yeah. Marriage is not really something we discuss without him freaking the crap out.
I think all guys freak out. Joey used to freak out too.
I'm like, whatever. That's a lot. Like, marriage is a big freaking deal. And I might be cynical. I might be sounding cynical. Anyway, I saw this picture and I wanted to share it. And I'm turning into a bad, negative person. It said, it takes 2 to 4 years to completely get to know someone. Couples who wait this length before marriage are less likely to divorce. Now, it doesn't say you're going to divorce.
Right.
Like, some people that commented, let's see. I got a lot of comments. And then your iPad shuts down. Mother of pearl. But there were some people that were like, no, my beau and I got married and happily ever after. After 6 months, we've been together 10 years. Well, there's always exceptions to the rule. Did you ever watch the movie He's Just Not That Into You?
Yes.
There's exceptions to the rule, but don't ever plan on being the exception.
Right. I was gonna say that.
And that has been proven over and over. Like, I'm, you know, girls, we get in our heads, oh, I'm gonna be the Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
And nope. So this is what I got. I finally came back up. So someone said, and this was Katie DeJean Hurt. She listens to our show.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Mike and I have been together 18 years and we will be married 10 years on May 15th. It is possible, but marriage is hard work. And like anything else in life, it can be boring. The key is to keeping it alive. And as someone above said, you must have trust because without it, you have nothing. But I also believe there's nothing wrong with living and loving without marriage. Sometimes that one piece of paper can screw up the longest of relationships. If it's not broke, why try and fix it? So it really depends on your situation. And that's true. Don't freak out. Do not freak out. It depends on your situation.
It does.
I remember them. They got together when I went to high school with her.
Yeah.
And it was right around the time we were in high school. And then they waited. And then they got married. And now they've been married for almost 10 years.
I just hate the line, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Like, Joey and I used to, like, that used to be, like, Joey's joke line. Like, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, just because your car still runs, but it's, like, a piece of crap and you're throwing money into it, should you just not fix it? It's not broke? Like, I just don't like that line, I think. Because I think that line connotates settling.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't want something that's, like, mediocre. You should want something that's amazing.
Right. I agree with you. I do. I see where she's coming from. It probably stems from the fact that, you know, I even commented, like, marriage is a huge deal. I only want to do it once.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that Steve's not into it, that's fine.
Right.
And I think, don't want to push him into it because that will ruin our relationship.
Right. I think it has to be
maybe I'll never get married, thing. But that's okay.
Right. Two people have to want it. But I also agree that, like, I think the other thing, too, is that I don't think a piece of paper destroys people. I think that people destroy.
Yeah, it's people. That mentality.
It's the mentality.
Let the piece of paper get
exactly.
To them.
And I think that, you know, so I think that if you go into the mindset of it like that, like, you know, that's like, well, we won't even go. That's a whole other like soapbox preaching thing. But
right.
I just think that, you know, if you go into it with that mentality of, well, people say, well, marriage changes things. Well, only if you let it.
Right.
You know, and
it's part of the hard work.
Yeah,
let it change you.
Exactly.
And someone else posted that they got married 6 months after meeting and they're going on 11 years. And I asked her, I'm like, what is the secret? Because you always hear that. But I want to know from my friends. And she said, don't sweat the small stuff and patience with each other. Forgiveness is huge and keep it spicy. So as you're entering into this whole married adventure, take note. You should have like a notebook going of advice. Why are you laughing?
Because I've never been one to take people's advice.
Right, but maybe you should start. This is something you've never done.
Well, I just think about all the advice I got in the beginning of mine and Joy's relationship, and if I took it, I wouldn't be where I am today. Or even like the advice I got 3 years ago, or even the advice that I've gotten like 6 months ago.
But this is different. These are people that are in successful relationships that are telling you what their secret is. And
right.
Maybe their secret might not work for you, but if you have a bank of advice from all of these successful marriages, maybe like when things do get a little rough, you can go back to that and kind of do a mental reset.
I just think that that kind of goes with the whole, you know, what was the movie we just said about? He's just not that into you. Going with the exception, like, I think that everybody's relationship is different and that you have to, I think so many times, like, for instance, parents or, like, in-laws or just, like, family inserts themselves in, well, like, your dad and I did this or, you know, well, when we used to do this, it didn't work. And it's, like, every relationship is two very unique people. So I think that sometimes you get so caught up, like, and I know for a fact, like, I think all the time and I'm like, well, and like my mom and dad are, you know, like almost 31 years married. And, you know, so I like think all the time, but I'm like, what works for my mom and dad
might not work
does not work for Joey and I because we're very different people. So I think that the advice is, I mean, advice is always, of course, warranted. But mm-hmm. I always feel bad because I would say that I take advice with a very, very, very fine grain of salt because I just know. I know what works for us, and I've seen people get so caught up in other people's opinions of things and other people's advice that it then almost makes it even worse for them because
they're trying to
fit
into shoes that don't fit.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, I don't want to sound like Steve and I are unhappy. I think I went on that rant a few minutes ago. That's not what I meant. There's lots of successful relationships.
Right.
And especially, like, with celebrities because they're in the eye of every, like, public eye that are working. Like, look at Oprah and Stedman. They've been together for quite a long time. She makes a lot of money. I wonder, what does he do? I don't even know
him.
And he's probably okay with that. There's Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick.
They're my favorite because I think that they just prove that you can, I mean, there's no conventional way to do it. And hey, if that's what makes you happy, then go for it.
And then another couple that's one of my favorites is Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. Actually, I love Kate Hudson, and I love that Goldie Hawn's her mom.
Yes.
So those are some examples. I don't know anyone personally that is like that I can think of off the top of my head. Do you? I think I've known everyone to
like
try it.
Like long-term relationships that aren't married? Yeah, I can't really... actually, I can. So, like, my crazy enough. My grandpa and his—I don't know what you call her because they're not married, but they have been together as long as I've been alive.
Wow!
And it's his second part. Like, he was married to my grandmother, obviously, and they separated, and they've been together, you know, probably at least 27 years plus some. So, and they're not married and it works for them.
Right.
You know, and I think it does work for some people.
And some people need that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I was definitely at a place where I was like, okay, I want to get married. But I also knew that I wanted, it wasn't about getting married. It was that I wanted to spend the rest of my, like, and we had had those conversations. I just wanted to spend the rest of my life with Joey. So if marriage was truly off the table for him and we had to work out an unconventional, you know, situation that worked for us, then by all means, that's
right.
You know what works.
I think when you have kids in the plan, I think marriage is really important. I really do, because it's kind of, and even though divorce is an option out there, I think as a child, seeing your parents married, like they made that commitment to each other, like it's more stability in the eyes of a child.
I mean, I guess I could see that, but I think, too...
And it's a good example. Like, you don't want...
Yeah, but I think, too, like, I think about, would I rather raise my kids in an environment where we have a piece of paper and a ring, but we fight all the time?
Right.
Or raise them in an environment where it's, you know, there is no piece of paper, there is no specific title, but we're happy, we're committed, you know? I don't know, I guess I personally... do want to have my children, obviously, when, you know, when I'm married, but
right.
I think about that, and I think about, you know, the people who have made those choices, like some of the people I know that have made those choices, and I think, you know what, like, if that's what it takes to not fight and not have that, like, negative energy, then good right. for you.
It's to each their own, right?
Yeah.
So I finally went and saw, it's been out 2 weeks.
I know.
I went and saw The Other Woman on Sunday.
Oh.
Steve's out of town. When he's in town, I feel like we're constantly going. If I'm not at work, we're constantly going. So I kind of took the weekend to just chill. I did laundry, and that's it. And so, like, Saturday, I'm like, hey, let's meet for lunch.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, went and saw a band play. But then Sunday, I'm like, I want jelly. So I went back to Jelly by myself, and you know how awesome it was? I got in, I sat, I ate.
Right.
I was done in like 35 minutes.
When you do things by yourself, you get done a lot faster.
And then I'm like, oh, well, I have a lot of time to kill before the movie. But I went and saw The Other Woman. It was really funny. I laughed out loud a lot, and I don't do that typically, especially when I'm by myself, because there's other people around me, and they're like probably already saying, why is that girl here by herself?
No, I don't think
she has no friends.
I don't think people think that at all anymore. I think it's like very common. But I think that movie made me, I don't want to say cynical towards marriage, but
oh, it did me.
But for me, like, and we had these, you know, we've had these conversations this weekend too. Like, I just think that, you know, maybe it's not the end all be all that I once thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have anxiety attacks and
don't
going through like, so, you know, I watched Grey's Anatomy, watching last week's episode where he leaves her at the altar. I was kind of like the girl that like, I got the ring. Life's perfect now. What could go wrong? A lot could go wrong.
But and like I told you, Joey is not
right.
Burke.
But and I think it just like between that and seeing this movie, you know, 2 weekends ago, really opened my eyes to say like, life, it's never going to get easy, Ash. Like, you're still going to have to. It's not going to be this, like, fairy tale. It's going to be perfect, which I knew, of course.
You're going to have days where you want to kill him.
Yeah, and there's going to be days where we still, like, where we want to leave because we want to just strangle each other. But,
right. But that's part of the marriage. You're saying, okay.
Right.
This, we might have those days. I think that's in a movie. Like, there's going to be days where you're going to want to leave.
Right.
But, you know, making that commitment in a marriage, you're saying
it's
even
though
those days come,
mm-hmm.
I'm committing to you that I'm going to not act
right.
on that.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to let like an hour of anger.
I feel like if you're not married, you kind of have maybe not a whole foot, but part of a toe out the door at all times.
I can understand.
I'm telling you, if Steve decides to break up with me tomorrow, we have nothing, like nothing mutual.
Right.
Like it's just Janet, pack your stuff and leave. He's not going to do that. We're happy. He's been gone for 2 weeks.
But no, I understand
I'm super
what you're
excited
saying.
He's coming back. But like, that's kind of where the marriage bug
right.
gets me when I think about that. But then again, I have to trust him.
Right. And I think that's where I got like caught up in the whole like, this sounds so stupid, but I'm like, we're like, because he jokes about it. Like, he's like, you're totally stuck with me now. Like, the ring's paid for. Like, the deposits have been made. Like, you're not going anywhere. And that's like, we good joke that he about wants it
you to be stuck with him.
No, I know, but we joke about it. But like, it's kind of, it is like a security blanket almost, you know?
Right.
But see, I mean, I definitely think that The Other Woman was a phenomenal movie. I knew realistically that this goes on in real life, but
all the time.
It was very eye-opening.
There are so many cheaters out there, men and women.
There are.
I have known, well, we were talking about this week, and you have friends that you know are in that cheaters club. I know people in that cheaters club.
I mean, I just think it's, yeah, it's something
that makes it hard to trust people. Don't have a panic attack.
No, Joey's I think not in this the worst category. Part is when, like, have you ever been in a situation where you, like, you know the, like, you know people and you're like, oh my God, like, they're like the most amazing
couple
ever, whatever couple. It is. And then you find this out and you're like, oh, like, I think, like, this is horrible. But I think of, like, Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. Like, in my mind, I was like, they're so cute together. Like, I know it sounds like really corny. And then when she cheated on him, I was like, how, like,
it would kind of be like if Blake and Miranda, if one of them cheated.
Yeah, like, it's just like,
it would break my heart.
It, yeah, because you just, I don't know, like, you see like them and you're like, yeah, they're so cute. Like, everything seems so, like, peachy.
And this cheater in that movie is quite the doozy.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. I definitely give it 5 hot pink stars out of 5 as well.
Yes, absolutely.
But we thought we'd kind of go over the different types of cheaters, which is kind of, I did not plan to speak about marriage that long when I brought this up.
Oh, with cheating. Because
now we're like, happily ever after. Okay, U-turn. Just cheaters suck and they're everywhere. But I thought these categories were quite amusing.
They are. I didn't know there was more than one kind.
I know, right? There's more than one kind of cheater. The first one is the serial affairs cheater. This is your Tiger Woods of cheaters. They can be a series of one-night stands in which the cheating partner is not emotionally involved. This can be because of the need for sexual excitement or because of sexual addiction. Eye roll from Ashley. You didn't see it? She totally eye rolled. Why did you eye roll?
Because I have a really strong disagreement with sexual addiction.
Really?
That's like someone being diagnosed with a chocolate addiction.
Oh. You're funny.
I don't agree. I think that it is a way to get out of
getting caught cheating.
I think it's a way to make it okay. That's what I think.
Gotcha. All right.
Just my opinion. The second one is a fling cheater. This cheater also has a lack of emotional attachment. And this may be the spouse or partner that puts themselves in an obviously vulnerable situation after a major fight, only to seriously regret their actions immediately after.
There you go.
It's much shorter lived.
Right.
Makes sense.
The next one is the romantic love affair cheater. This cheater, very emotionally involved and may be considering leaving their person, their significant other. That's the scariest kind to me.
Yeah. I've always said that, like, there's no coming back from the emotional connection.
Right.
The next one is the long-term affair cheater. This cheater is in a situation where an individual might be living dual lives for years on years. And that's the thing that scares me. In many situations, all person involved may be aware of going on.
Yeah. And we don't want to talk about the movie. And we're not going to say which cheater
it
is.
But have you ever seen the movie? Oh, my goodness. Now I can't think of the name of it. Jennifer Garner's in it, but that's basically what happens to her.
Oh, really? Oh, and he dies.
Yeah, and she finds out after he dies that he had this whole secret life.
That was so sad.
That would kill me. Whew. That would just kill me.
The next one is emotional affair cheater. This cheater is in a situation where emotions fuel the affair. The other person that starts as a friend or an online chat buddy of the opposite sex turns into something more. If this situation doesn't end, it will more than likely lead to something physical and possibly sexual. This person is usually dealing with high stress or depression. Bam. Life gets in the way, so you turn to another person. Don't do that.
The next one is the opportunistic cheater. This type of cheater is in love and attached to their spouse, but has sexual desire for someone else. Typically, this type of cheating is driven by opportunity, risk-taking behavior, and alcohol or drug use. These people, oh, I was really, really messed up last night.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
No excuse.
The more in love a person is with their spouse, the more guilt he or she will feel as a result of this encounter.
The next one, the obligatory cheater. Did I pronounce that right? Because I worked on it. This type of cheater, this type of cheater fear that resisting someone's sexual advances will result in rejection. They have feelings of sexual desire, love, and attachment for a spouse or partner, but still end up cheating because they have a very strong need for approval. This is more the insecurity.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. The next one is the romantic cheater. This type of cheater has very little emotional attachment to his or her spouse. They may still be committed to their relationship and making it work, but they long for an intimate, loving connection with a member of the opposite sex, or in some cases, the same sex. Rarely does it turn into a long-term or committed relationship.
The next one, conflicted romantic cheater. This type of cheater experiences genuine love and sexual desire for more than one person at a time, despite mainstream notions of having only one true love. This person experiences intense romantic love for multiple people at the same time. This cheater often ends up hurting everyone involved due to their need to fulfill both romantic relationships. That's a multitasker.
That reminds me of the saying, if you're in love with two people, you're not really in love with either of them.
Right.
Because you, like, and that's what I always think of with that. And the last one is a commemorative cheater. This type of cheater is in a committed relationship, but has no romantic feelings for that person. Only a sense of commitment keeps the couple together. They justify cheating by telling themselves that they have the right to have what they are not getting from their present relationship. But it is important for the sake of appearances that the present relationship lasts because the cheater does not want to be viewed as a failure, or they agree to stay together for the kids. So they stay in an unhappy relationship and fulfill their needs with another secret one.
Don't do that. Don't stay together for the kids. I'm not saying get divorced, but yeah,
that one always scares me.
So what happens if you have a cheating significant other? How do you rebound? We're going to help you and give you some tips. We'll just go through a few.
Okay? Sounds good.
So first of all, once you find out, you got to address it. Don't text them. Don't email them or send them a letter. Who sends letters anymore? Or do it over the phone. Make sure you tell them in person. Talk it out. Make sure you have the
unless
evidence
you have
too.
Anger issues, then I would not recommend doing it in person. Like for me, probably isn't going to go down well in person.
Someone might die.
There should be like a mediator involved.
And make sure you have the facts straight.
Yeah, like, that's big important.
We've all had those insecure moments where we're like, is he, is she? Make sure you have it proven.
So the next one, I think this is a good one, is look in the mirror and tell yourself that you're beautiful, you're smart, and the cheater doesn't deserve you. I think that's so hard. I think that people who are cheated on always think it's them, and it's not.
Right. Make sure and bring your friends close. You need, you can't be alone.
Right.
You got to get your friends, invite them over for a chocolate session and stupid movies, you know? When my last relationship ended, I watched He's Just Not That Into You every day for like a month. Because, yeah.
I love that movie just in general. I watched that movie like every day for a month and I wasn't in that situation, so I'm all for it. I think this is a great one and I just do this on the regular.
You do.
Because I think it's important, especially when I'm angry. Indulge yourself. Treat yourself to a spa or a getaway. Pamper yourself. Eat chocolate. Get a manicure. Do whatever is going to make you feel better.
I'm going to skip the next one because I don't agree with it. So the following one is don't be jaded. Just because one boyfriend cheated on you doesn't mean that they all will.
And I'm going to skip the next one because it's very similar to what I talked about blaming yourself. I think I'm going to jump down to smile and live life to the fullest because I think that is the best form of punish or of like revenge and payback is when you're happy without them.
Right. And don't close your heart. Just be careful around guys, but give it a try one more time when you're sure that another guy is truly sincere.
And number 11, I don't agree with this, but I do totally understand it. The whole make yourself feel hot kind of so that he'll regret losing you type thing.
I totally did that. I went tanning. I made my hair a little bit blonder.
I just don't think you should have to. You should.
It's all about, it's just for a moment, like
right.
Very small amount of time, just because it gives you that boost
right.
So that you can kind of get back out there.
And I'm
forget about
of those
the loser in the past. Not my ex didn't cheat on me. I don't want people to get that.
Right.
But it's hard moving on from one relationship. And I couldn't imagine if that one relationship ended because of a cheater.
Well, I'm one of those people, like when Joey and I broke up for like a week, I remember when we got back together and he was like, you like you look so like, he's like, no offense, but like you look really good. And I'm like, because I'm one of those people where when I'm not an emotional eater, I'm an emotional like uneater.
Oh.
So it's really easy for me to get that whole revenge thing going on
without me trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we covered a couple big topics today.
We did.
It was like yin and yang.
It was.
Marriage and then cheating. Cheaters. Wow, we sound jaded when you say it like
we
that.
We really do.
We'll come back next week with like, a more positive topic.
Yeah. I'm too young to be jaded, I think.
Right. Keep it that way. You've got a good guy.
Yes.
How many days till the wedding? You haven't created one of those countdown things
yet? Yeah, I was like, am I supposed to know that at the top of my head? Let me tell you this.
Was it on MySpace that they used to do those countdowns?
Yeah.
Like graduation, countdowns to prom?
All I can tell you that's more than a year.
There we go. So 365 plus.
Yep.
All right.
I'll let you know when it starts getting closer.
We'll be back next Monday?
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Thank you for keeping me honest. Yes. We'll be back next Tuesday with an all-new Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. You guys have a great week.
See you then.
Bye.